The Informant, written by Susan Wilkins and read by Lucy Price Lewis. Morning. Kaz returned the greeting with a pleading shrug that she hoped the others wouldn't notice. I'm sorry. Helen raised her eyebrows, then she glanced at her boss. Neville, we'll follow you in. I want a word with Karen. He nodded. Fine. Joey was hovering. He shot a look at Kaz. You all right, babes? Kaz turned on him. Just let me talk to my brief, okay? Joey threw up his palms defensively. Whoa! He gave Neville a puzzled shrug. Neville shepherded him and Ashley towards the main doors, leaving Kaz and Helen standing beside the Jaguar. Kaz took a deep breath. Look, I can explain. Helen held up her hand. She was so annoyed it took her a moment to speak. Why couldn't the stupid girl have stayed out of trouble? Don't tell me what I can't hear. You know the rules. I'm an officer of the court. Kaz stood facing her, shoulders hunched. She stared at her feet, colouring up like a school kid caught out by a favourite teacher. I was going to say that the only reason I came down to Southend with Joey was to see if Natalie was okay. And she wasn't. But you knew that, Karen. You knew she was going to be in a mess. Still, you went looking for trouble. What would you have done if it was your sister, eh? Your sister wouldn't have turned into some scabby drug addict, though, would she? No, she's probably at Oxford, drinking champagne with the toffs. Helen took a deep breath, glanced around to check if they were being observed. This is not the place for an emotional audit of our respective families. And anyway, I don't have a sister. Lucky you. Helen huffed. This was getting ridiculous. She'd been determined to remain detached and professional, but she could see how wretched her client was. She reached out and put her hand on Kaz's arm. It was an awkward gesture for both of them, but Kaz was grateful at least for the attempt to comfort her. She met Helen's gaze directly. I'm being a total wanker, I'm sorry. But you don't have to be angry with me. I'm angry enough with myself. Helen squeezed her arm. Listen, let's just go in there and do this. Anything else can be discussed later. I presume you and Joey have got your story straight. Kaz nodded, wiped her hand across her face. Helen smiled. Ready then? Kaz took a deep breath. Yeah. Helen gave her a penetrating look. For what it's worth, I don't believe for one moment that you were party to anyone's death. Kaz shot a look straight back at her. You sure about that? 'Cause I'm not.